This morning, the Bush administration raised the national terror alert risk from yellow to orange, meaning there's a high risk of terrorist attack. That's the same level it was for last year's anniversary of the September 11th attacks. The possibility of biological attacks has always been one of the administration's concerns. Secretary of State Colin Powell, in his UN remarks, focused on what he said were Iraq's biological weapons capability. Weapons experts say Powell offered some new information, and a lot they already knew. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
Among the more arresting moments during Colin Powell's presentation to the UN was his description of bioweapons laboratories on wheels.
The trucks and train cars are easily moved and are designed to evade detection by inspectors. In a matter of months, they can produce a quantity of biological poison equal to the entire amount that Iraq claimed to have produced in the years prior to the Gulf War.
The U.S. quotes Iraqi sources who described these rolling laboratories in detail. They sketched diagrams of mixing tanks, fermenters, and dryers for making germ weapons. David Franz of Southern Research Institute was a U.N. bioweapons inspector during the 1990s. He says there was no evidence of such vehicles then, but the Iraqis could have built them since.
While we were there, they were developing a capability to produce their own high-quality stainless steel fermenters and fermentation lines that they could sterilize in place, for example. And with that capability, they would be well-equipped to put these things on trucks or into train cars.
Powell also said Iraq has developed sophisticated methods for spreading biological agents. Iraq has technicians who know how to dry anthrax spores, so they will disperse and lodge in people's lungs, not a simple process. And they have ways to deliver it. Powell referred to a video of one such method.
This video of an Iraqi test flight obtained by UNSCOM some years ago shows an Iraqi F-1 Mirage jet aircraft. Note the spray coming from beneath the Mirage. That is 2,000 liters of simulated anthrax that a jet is spraying.
Franz says inspectors indeed knew about these abilities back in the 1990s. Powell also reiterated a long-held claim that Iraq acquired huge amounts of growth media, the basic food to grow germ agents. Iraq never accounted for what was left over after destroying its germ stockpile. Franz says Iraqi officials in the 1990s told the inspectors that they gave the extra growth media to hospitals for medical uses.
So they sent it out to their hospitals throughout the country, and it just happened that there were riots at all the hospitals, and the media had been burned, and that's why they couldn't show it to the UNSCOM inspectors at that time.
Riots at all the hospitals.
That was just a typical response.
Perhaps the most shocking of Powell's claims is that Iraq tested biological weapons on 1,600 death row prisoners. Amy Smithson is a weapons analyst for the Henry Stimson Center in Washington.
There have been previous public statements to the effect that there are beliefs that the Iraqis were doing human experiments in their chemical and biological programs. That's the first time I've heard scale put on that assertion.
According to Raymond Zelinskis, who also worked with UN weapons teams, inspectors saw what he called a horrific videotape of Iraqi bioweapons experiments on animals. But he says he knows of no hard evidence that humans were ever used. Zelinskis, now with the Monterey Institute of International Studies, has no doubt about Iraq's bioweapons aspirations during the 1990s, but he's doubtful that Saddam Hussein would find it necessary to keep a bioweapons program in operation and undercover.
I don't think they really need to do it, because if they have the capability, which we know they have, and if they have the human resources, which we also know they have, they could actually institute a biological weapons production program very quickly and build up to military quantities in a couple of weeks. So why would they actually need to have these things on hand?
Indeed, as Zelinskis' former colleague David Franz points out, if Saddam Hussein really wants to hand off bioweapons to terrorists, he doesn't need germ factories.
I believe that the amount of material that they would need to wage a successful terrorist attack might be smaller than a toaster. Furthermore, I think the production facility that would be needed to produce that material could also be the size of your living room.
Franz says it's not a matter of whether Iraq has the means. Bioweapons can be kept for years in a refrigerator. What's hardest to know is whether Saddam Hussein would really use them. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.